What is capturing the essence? Welcome to my course about capturing the essence of a place and images. It's not like any other course that you'll find online, as it's structured around my personal travel photography philosophy. 30 odd years ago, I started a professional photographic career as a press photographer. Over the years, I've traveled the world with my wife, Jane, as a freelance photography and travel writing team. Over time, my style of photography has evolved into what I call capturing the essence. This course covers how I go about my craft and is packed with tips, challenges, techniques, and examples. Here is a bit about how this course will unfold. Firstly, it's about creating a closer emotional connection between the subject and yourself, the photographer. On this camel trek in Rajasthan, India, we developed a connection between the cameleers and the camels themselves. It's this sort of connection you want revealed in your photos. When deeply involved in capturing the essence photographic journey, we become more aware of our surroundings. You become more aware of your senses. Take this coastal sunset scene. The view is obviously visually beautiful. Vision is the sense most likely triggered when taking photos of scenery, but it can also be argued that awakening all the senses when taking photos can enhance your experience on a deeper level and improve your photography. After taking the sunset view image, we clambered over the rocks to the beach. We felt the wet sand between our toes, the gentle cooling breezes on our face. We smelt and tasted the salty sea air. We listened to the squawking seagulls and the crashing waves on rocks. We both felt inner peace and joy at being out in nature. Just a bit more about awakening the senses. There is no place or no better place to awaken the senses than a visit to a local food market. These plump, juicy red tomatoes are smooth but firm to touch. You smell the ripeness. Just looking at them evokes a mouth-watering feeling that they will be tasty, as heirloom tomatoes often are. A close-up image can awaken the senses almost as good as being there. What we call awakening the senses is a vital part of the full travel experience and is such a big topic that it has its own course, which I will recommend as a bonus extra. Capturing essence is all about creating a series of images that tell a story without the need for words. We were walking down a narrow street in the village in Western China, looking for breakfast. We came across a tiny single room restaurant that was open for business. Entering, we noticed a small girl at a table eating pancakes, illuminated by a stream of sunlight through the open door. I got approval of her mother and only had time to take a couple shots before the girl wandered off. That is a story in words. I could have gone down the photojournalistic route and taken the whole lot of images of the girl, the interior of the restaurant, her mother, and outside shots, but I didn't have time. That is the method I use in capturing the essence. To capture the essence, to create a story in pictures, I use three steps. These steps are the basis of this whole course. They are expand awareness or the wide view, connection or closer, and finally, focus or super close-up.